Hello, fellow Habeshas. How are you? Salam, salam. I hope you're all well. My name is Lidiana, and I just had the greatest time on Raw Football Talk podcast. Guys, it was amazing, 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 amazing. And I know you are going to love it. So if you're an artist, a creative, an entertainer, then please click the link. Mwah! Love you.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you. It took me like freaking 7 minutes.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning into another episode of Sports Stories with Bic here on Raw Football Talk. Thank you for all your love and all your support on the different platforms, wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Google, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple Music. Just thank you for listening to us each and every single week. And also for all our followers on Instagram, on Twitter. Appreciate all you guys. So thank you for all your love. Our Habesha, you probably have heard her music or seen her videos. She's very popular. So she took some time out of her busy schedule to join us on the show. Lidiana, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
We are very excited to have you as well. And I think I told you, this will probably be the first episode where my mom and my grandma will be listening in for obvious reasons.
You know what? That means you got to keep it PG, yeah? Don't ask me crazy questions.
I won't.
I'm going to lose two fans and I don't want that.
That's very true. But yes, once again, thank you so much, Lidiana, for hopping on. We love your work. Mondays wouldn't be the same without you, I think it's fair to say. So keep thank up you. The phrase, happy Monday. And for the listeners who might not know about you, could you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. So my name is Lidiana. I'm a singer, a dancer, an actress, a model. I just love doing anything that's creative and anything that's vibey, anything that makes me happy. And if it makes other people happy as well, then that makes me happier. I have a dance company called Shigitu. In that dance company, we help women to feel more confident when they do their dance performances and all of that. And all in all, I'm just a happy being on earth and trying to create positive things.
Happy being on earth. I think we could all use a little dose of that each and every single day. I think we're really been appreciative of our lives now, especially after the pandemic. So it is very important to be positive and also spread positivity. So kudos to you for that. And so how did you get into, I guess, music, entertainment, dancing scene? How did you get into that?
So how did I get into this whole entertainment stuff? I remember that day, I think I must have been about 6 years old, and I was in Germany. That's where I grew up. And my tutor was asking the whole class, can anyone sing? And I was just putting my hand up and I was like, me. And she said, really, can you sing? I was like, yeah, I'm a professional. And she was like looking at me thinking, who's that 6 year old girl telling us that she's performed around the world? I was basically just talking. And I was just extremely confident. I still am. And I just loved doing things that seemed like fun. And my mom still is a proper pusher. You know, she was like, oh yeah, you sing? Okay, good. You got to be the best. Oh, you want to dance? No problem. I'll put you into that dance school and you'll be the best. You know, so I then decided one day to make my hobbies to my work. And my mom was like, way good. No, not to your work. You have to be a doctor. I said, for fun, not for work. But you know, sorry, mom, I'm now doing it as my full-time job. So I just love to, you know, work with amazing people, be creative, because I think everybody has a creative side. But in this world where, you know, 9-to-5s are normal, working your ass off is normal, working in a job that you don't like is normal. And I don't want that to be normality. So I want people to see life for what it is. And you do it the best way by showing people. So a lot of people always message me. They're like, what do you do for work? Because they see me always doing music and dance and stuff, but it's my work and I love it.
That's great. And I love the fact that you love your work. I think we can all agree that, like you said, there's going to be mundane jobs where you don't like, you just do it because you need the money, or a 9 to 5 where you're not passionate about. But I think the best thing you could do is combine your passion, your interest, turn it to a job, like kind of like you did, like turn it to a profession. That way, I mean, what's a common phrase, and it's very true. It's when you love something, it's not work. You just love what you do. So I'm glad that you took that route, and I'm glad that you mentioned that little anecdote, that little story, because my next question for you is going to be, how did you manage to convince your parents that you want to be an entertainer and not like a doctor or lawyer and engineer?
Okay, it was, I think at the age of 13, 14, when I started winning competitions, when I became a solo singer at a church, my mom started looking at it like, okay, she really, really loves what she's doing. And but she still hoped that I would become a doctor. So I would tell her the story. I was like, Mom, one day, when Michael Jackson is coming to the hospital for surgery, I will, work on his body, and then whilst he's laying there, I just sing a couple of lines. I'm like, ooh, and he's like, doctor, doctor, you can sing? And I was like, yeah, I can. And then he's like, oh, I want to sign you. And I was like, oh my God, thank you, Michael Jackson. And then I become a star. My mom was like, okay, if you start off as a doctor and then you become a singer, that's okay. So I kept her with that story. She believed it. And I then said, you know what, Mom, I want to go for a year to London to study music. Initially, I wanted to study theology with gospel music to keep them extra happy, that they can say, oh, Mzimu, she's a child of God, Jesus, and she's gonna come back and she's gonna sing in church, and all the aunties are, yes, we want that. But then I didn't get student finance to support my course, and then I had to do normal music like R&B, commercial music and stuff. And after a year I came back, and my mom was like, oh, so you're now going to stay in Germany and you become a doctor? And I was like, no, Mom, I'm going back to London. And it's been now over 10 years, and I'm still just going back to Germany for a holiday, sometimes for a longer holiday. But I think at this point, she knows that I'm not going to become a doctor anymore, I think. But I can still marry a doctor, so.
There you go. At least she knows. Imagine if she still had the expectation and the hopes, and she's like, okay, like this year has passed, maybe next year, maybe after. I mean, you, hey, you, I mean, she knows she, I guess, she's on board now. So ultimately, it's like one thing that you don't have to worry about anymore. And it also helps that, a lot of people know you, because I think one thing, even for myself, if I could share, when I told like my parents, I was like, hey, I want to do sports, or I want to do like broadcasting, that sort of thing. They were like, no, like, you got to be like a doctor. You got to have like a sturdy, sort of career. And I was telling them, I'm like, hey, I either do this or I don't go to college, full stop. And so I had to prove them. And thankfully, I had a great support system. I had family, had people who were in the business that supported me. So that kind of proved them, like, hey, if they can do it, you can follow their footsteps, then okay, then that's fine. But ultimately, like you said, it's one thing telling them, it's another thing showing them. So seeing just how
That's very true.
successful, how successful you've been, then they're gonna look at that and like, okay, so hey, I mean, can be a lawyer, can be a doctor, but she's having fun and she's doing her thing. So that's that.
Exactly. And I think what it is with the new generation is it's so much more important for us to do the things that we really love, because that's where we grow, that's where we flourish. But for the generation before us, for our parents and grandparents, it was more of a survival. It was more of a let's adapt to America and to, Europe type of life and that kind of stuff. And let's make life for our children easier. Whereas now we have that easy life and we should be able to choose what we want to do. But I think it will take another 3, 4 generations for everyone to be on the same page as us. But but it's very important to love what you do. So well done.
Exactly. I definitely agree. So now it's going to be the part of the show where things get a little exciting, because we get to a segment called Finish the. Actually, no, we're going to do pick one first. So pick one is
Okay.
essentially, I will give you two options. You have to pick one, but you have to be super quick. So you got to be like on your toes.
Oh,
Okay. Yeah. You ready?
yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. So pick one first, Kitfo or Signy?
I am vegan. Next one.
Bruh.
Oh,
Okay.
can I do a next one or
Yeah,
oh, can
okay. So,
I okay, sorry.
all right. So because you said you're vegan, okay, I have to switch it up. Okay, so what's it called?
Shiro or Addis?
Okay, Shira or Addis. There you go.
Addis.
Why Addis over Shira?
Because I can make it very well. I
Ooh.
can cook it as well. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, perfect. I was gonna ask quinoa or tofu.
Quinoa.
Quinoa, okay, nice. Okay. All right. In terms of dancing, would you rather choose like salsa or hip hop?
Ah, you know what? When it comes to dancing and happy vibes, 100% salsa. Like, salsa never makes me sad. Salsa just makes me like, oh, hold on. This is a quick answer, right? I'm so sorry. I'm giving you my whole life story. Salsa, that's
Salsa.
the
No, that's good because sometimes sometimes
I don't
I would
understand
follow
the
up. No, I would follow up and be like, why this over that? So I mean it's good. And I think like everyone who's seen like your Happy Monday videos or like your videos in general, like know that the reason I said salsa over hip hop, I kind of knew you're gonna lean towards salsa, but maybe if I kind of switched it up, you would, maybe think twice. But there you go. You understand the, I guess, you I think that people say like you understand the assignment. So boom, it's pretty
Amen.
it's really easy for you. Now this one's gonna be a little tough. Forgive me
Okay.
in advance,
Oh,
but
sorry, Mama. Sorry, Grandma. We need to apologize to them as well, right? And sorry, Mom.
yes, exactly. So, Yemane Barrio or Abraham Afwerki?
Oh, this is difficult. Yamane Barya.
Okay. Why Yemane Barrio over Abraham Afwerki?
I mean, both of them have amazing songs, but I work with a label called LYE. And they have the rights to Yemane Barya's music. So go out there, guys, listen to Yemane Barya's music.
There
But
you go.
obviously listen to Abraham Afwerki's music as well. But yeah, I just had to think business-wise, that is because both of them are amazing. I can't, when you can't say it in regards to who you love more, then you have to look at the other aspects of it. So yeah.
That's very true. And I think for me, it's funny you mentioned this. So I was born November 5th, but the only way I found that out is so on my birth certificate, and I can share the story because I know my mom will be listening. But so my mom had me on November 5th, but on my birth certificate, she accidentally filled out, and the form to this day says October 5th. And for some reason, I was like very curious. So what I did was she told me that the day that I was born, the whole country was mourning because it was the day that Yemane Barrio had passed away. So okay, I was well, that makes it a bit easier. So I go on Wikipedia and I look up Yemane Barrio and I see that he passed away on November 5th, 1997. So I go up to my mom, like, Mom, you put October 5th and my birth certificate still says October 5th. I was born November 5th, 1997. Look, Yemane Barrio passed away on this day. So it's I guess it's like sort of like that African stereotype, like you never really know like how old you are. Like for instance, if I asked my grandma back then, they didn't have birth certificates. So every January 1st, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday.
No,
So
that is such an amazing story. Continue, sorry.
no, you're good. So I'm just gonna say like to this day, my birth certificate says October 5th, but I was born November 5th. And I kind of thinking back in hindsight, I'm like, why didn't my dad fill out that birth certificate? Like my mom just went through like hours of labor, like she's not fit, she's not in the right state of mind to be filling out anything. She should be relaxing. But I digress. And I think, the best thing about it is you have a story to tell. So
Yeah, and I love that. And also happy belated birthday.
oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well,
Belated
technically,
early,
early
yeah.
12. You know what? There's always a reason to celebrate your life anyway. So celebrate from the 5th of October till the 5th of November.
Amen. Definitely. We'll definitely do. Okay, so you killed this part of the show. But now, since you sing, you dance, you're entertainer, I wanted to do something different. And this is the first time we're gonna do this on the show. I have a segment called Finish the Lyrics. So what I'm gonna do, since we're recording over Zoom, I'm gonna share the sound. I'm gonna play a snippet of a song, and it's gonna be your job to finish the lyrics. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm gonna fail. Oh, I'm
What?
terrible with
No.
no, I'm terrible with lyrics. That's one. Anyway, I'll make up lyrics. Let's do
Okay. Okay.
it.
So I will share the sound real quickly. But these are songs that, you know, that lots of people know actually. Okay, so a good thing.
You should show me the lyrics so that I can show my best side, but
okay. You know what? I don't want you to cheat because
Okay,
so go to advanced share. Okay. Okay, good thing. You are okay. Okay. 1 second. Should be in advance. See. Alrighty. This is just giving you more time to prepare. So there we go. Computer audio. Share computer sound. Okay, perfect. So are you ready? This is getting so much fun.
This is, oh my God.
All right. So okay. here comes, it's gonna be about, okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 6 opportunities to get at least one of the lyrics right. First one's gonna be super easy. I hope you get it. But it's gonna be playing in a sec.
I'm dying.
I hope there's no like, okay. There we go. Oh no, no. Yeah. Are you can you hear
it? I heard a melody but no lyrics.
Okay. So let me play it real quick. And I'm gonna turn it a bit lower so that way like people can hear you. But the
They don't want to hear me.
Song's about to play. So I hope you're ready. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so you just don't know the lyrics.
When shall I join?
All right, so I'm going to play.
Oh, so when you go quiet, you mean?
Yeah, so I'm going to play a snippet. And then as soon as you feel comfortable, you can hop on. But this is like a very popular song. So like once, like for instance, like if you hear the bridge or if you hear a part where you can immediately jump in, mm-hmm. go for it.
Okay. So from when you start?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boom.
Yeah. I got you. Moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. Levitating. Moonlight, you're my starlight. I got you. Da-da. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating. Yeah. Or something like that.
Perfect. No, that's good. That was really good. That was good. Okay. I heard the part where you said that. Okay, that was like me, you know, making.
Do I get the full points?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. That's probably the only one that I know. But yeah, let's go.
No. I'm okay. You have to know these songs. These are very like they're not old.
Yeah. No, I know these. Like I generally know songs, but. I don't know the lyrics. Anyway, let's go ahead. Let's not put myself down. I can do it. I'm great. I'm fantastic.
There you go.
I can do anything and everything. Amen. Okay.
There you go. Just like your mom told you always, you can do it right there with you. Imagine channeling your mom's spirit. She's right next to you.
I am yet.
There we go. All right. So this one is going to be a second song. Like I said, as soon as you feel comfortable and jump in, I'll turn on the volume and then you're going to kill it. So song number two, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, let's go.
What song is that again? Rock with you? No. Rock my world? My life. The way I walk, the way I talk, I cannot explain. Let's wait for the chorus.
Okay.
You rock my world, you know you did. And everything I own, I give. The rarest love you think I find. Someone new to call mine. You rock my world, you know you did. And everything I own, I give. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da This is hard. Guys, in case you're laughing, just letting you know this is a hard game. I'm sweating. And yeah, it's hard.
Let's yes. continue. Yes, it is. It's definitely not easy. But you're doing a decent job. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You're getting in there. I think at first, I like your secret. So first, it's like, let me listen to it. Let me repeat. Mm-hmm. Let me get the hang of it. And then boom, once it comes the chorus, all right, I got it. Because it's one of those things. And that's one thing I noticed about music is like, you've heard the song like when you're a child or like for about 10, 15 years, you haven't heard it. Then boom, you listen to it and the lyrics just come out of nowhere. I don't know. It's something about music. You can't do it with other things. Like if you forgot something in school, like math class, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you're going to have to learn it again. With music, it's just like riding a bike. You don't do it, but then boom, the moment you're on it again, Amen. It just comes back. So you're doing a good job. But all right. So we have.
Thank you.
Couple other songs coming up. This one you should know. It's very I think a lot of people have labeled it the song of the summer. So it's coming at you.
Song of the summer. All right. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So it's coming right now.
That's not even English.
Oh no, it is.
I feel it coming. This one I know. Time is of the essence.
Yes.
I tried to teach you. Woo! But I might need some lessons. I need to give it all. I tried to leave, but I can't. Why you're the one. Join me
out of my mind. That's the hook.
Okay, here we go.
You don't need no other body.
you don't need no other body. Only you feel my body. Only you feel hold my body.
There we go.
Oh, this is so much fun, but I'm failing.
I told you it's a song of the summer. It's a song of the summer. So I'm pretty sure you're gonna get you actually got the parts by tens that I didn't even know. So you probably would have done a better job than I did, in all honesty. But there we go.
Thanks. I just think when I re-listen to this podcast, I'm gonna be like, no, you knew those bits. Why did you not? Anyway, it's all good. It's all good. It's all fun.
I think what it is, when you put in a spot, you know, something happens, like boom, like you, that little things that you know just start to disappear. So you got to catch them before.
Yes, and I'm trying to sing it in like a karaoke style rather than singing it the way I would sing it. And I think it's hard when you don't know the lyrics and stuff, you know.
Got you. Okay, so we have two more. This one is a classic. It's like an 80s classic, but you know, when you hear the, I'm pretty sure you're going to get this one. So let me not say too much. Next song is coming right up.
Okay.
And there we go.
I know the song, but I don't know the lyrics. I don't even know the song. Well, I mean, I know the song. Oh, gosh. She touched by me in painted on jeans.
Maybe if I skip to the hook, you probably get it.
No, we can listen. We can listen to it until then.
Okay.
Thank you. Better check that out. She said I was the type. I don't even know. No, oh, you can't turn me down. Come on.
Okay.
Was that a chorus? Oh, I'm failing. Sorry.
Okay, so that was...
I know the song, but I wouldn't have known the lyrics. I know Caribbean Queen, la 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 la.
So yeah, that was Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean. Yes. I don't know if you watch Everybody Hates Chris. That show.
Yes.
I'm rewatching it right now because I'm bored. Not bored, but you know, when you just need like a show to watch during the day. And you know, the little sister, she loves Billy Ocean. So yeah, I was just thinking about that. Anyway, let's go ahead.
Yeah, she said he invented the moonwalk. But
Yes. Ooh, child. Yes. And Michael Jackson just learned it from him.
Yeah, so definitely. Okay. So this one is also an 80s song, but I feel like you would know this better because, you know, the artist is a bit more popular. But yes, so let me get to it starting right now. The intro is a little bit too long, so I'll skip a little bit.
Oh, no, give me the intro so I can think.
Okay.
Yes, this one I know. Give me the intro so I can dance.
Okay.
Everybody get up! Hey! To the left, to the right, come up, come down, woo!
Chap, chap, effortlessly, that's the way it was. Happened so naturally, I did not know it was love. Next thing I felt was you holding me close. What was I gonna do? I let myself go. And now we're flying through the stars. I hope this night will last forever. Yeah. For you, it's been so long. I knew just what I would do when I heard your song. You filled my heart with a kiss. You knew I could not resist. I needed someone. And now we're flying through the stars. I hope this night will last forever. Oh, 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 oh. Ain't nobody loves me better, makes me happy, makes me feel this way. Ain't nobody loves me better than you.
You know what, my voice sounds so because I was eating bed whatever just before the podcast, and I'm noticing that in my voice I'm like you know, so guys, for those that are listening, I can actually sing.
Yes.
But just not right now. I have Berbera in my throat. Woo, I love that song.
Yes. That's a great song. So the last one, this also is a classic hit, but this will be like a live performance. So you're going to hear the band, but it's going to come in pretty quickly. But it's a pretty good song, and I know you're going to get it instantly. So without further ado, play it right now.
I love the way you have hope for me.
Baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why. If I were your man, never worry about life coming home. Every night, doing you right. You're the type of woman, breast full of diamonds. Baby, you're a star. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the love supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you.
Yes, love sir. Love to see it.
I love that song. You. I couldn't even hear Mario anymore. I had to do an a cappella.
You love to see it. So what did you think? Like I said, it's my first time doing this segment, so I had to try something new. What was your thought?
This was fun. This was so much fun, but I now will listen to all these songs all night long just so that I can do better next time.
That's so great. But yeah, I mean, like the thing I wanted to do, I just wanted to think outside the box. I wanted to make it more interactive. And, you know, like you working in the entertainment industry, you know, loving to sing, dance, and, you know, just be creative as you are. I said, you know what, you know, let me be creative as well, and let me do something new. But I'm glad that you had fun. That's what it's all about. You know, when it comes to doing these things, like I just, like I was telling my cousin the other day, like I don't like interviewing people. I want to have conversations. You know, when you have conversations, it's so much fun. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. And so that was the finish the lyrics part of our show, and I'm pretty sure if we're gonna have this much fun with other guests, then this will be the first of many. So I'm glad you enjoyed this segment. Yes, of course. So kind of segueing back to what you've accomplished and like your life, and any advice that you would give to your supporters or any of the listeners out there, what would you give them in terms of someone who is, you know, looking to chase their dreams or like find their purpose in life? What would you say to them?
That's a good question. You know, there's so much out there. And I feel like every time when someone said, I don't know, some type of advice, I don't know, believe in yourself or do this and do that, then you would do it. But when you do it, you find better advice for yourself. And it might be the best advice for yourself, but not necessarily the best advice for everyone else. I think when you're young and when you're not sure what you want to do, just explore. Don't think that once you come out of school that you need to know exactly what you want to do, because whatever it is that you want to do, like whatever your passion is something you should be, or you something that should make you happy for a long time, not just for a month and you're like, oh, okay, cool, I tried it, never liked it or whatever. Like, explore life. Discover the world, discover different types of music. Just, you know, just, I feel like the society gives you this thing of like, okay, when you finish school, then you have to go to uni. After uni, you have to do this. And you're so busy chasing everyone else's timeline that you don't actually have something for yourself. And I find when I, like through my company Shigitu, where I teach, you know, women how to dance and confidence coaching, whatsoever, a lot of them, they always tell me they don't know what they love to do. Because once you become a mother, a lot of mothers lose themselves and they become a mother. Like they don't become, like they're not themselves anymore. They're like a mother now. And it's important to know what you know, what you love. So take your time, discover the world, discover, you know, your emotions, discover different books, read, go out there, be open, be happy. And don't listen too much to other people. So don't listen to me. No, I'm joking. Do listen to me.
That's great advice. Thank you for sharing. And I think one thing that I just like a takeaway from that is, you know, like you mentioned, you know, you're going to go to school, or, you know, whether you choose to go to school or not, regardless, life is going to become your biggest professor. Like once you grow up, you know, it's going to teach you things, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs, your trial and error and many things that, you know, might not go your way, but ultimately they become learning lessons. And I think that's one thing that's important for us to understand. Even if, like for myself and the younger generation, we tend to look for instant gratification too much nowadays, mm-hmm. because, you know, like now you can, with order of your phone, you can get DoorDash, you can get food delivered to you. You can, exactly. you know, order something at Amazon Prime. So you lose the sense of going after something, chasing something, and like going after it, like that thrill that you get because everything's so, you know, instantaneous. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, just giving yourself grace is also important because, you know, like you say, you're going to have a timeline, but if you don't, and this is something I had to, you know, practically I had to learn myself, is, you know, you're gonna have a timeline, but, you know, if your plan A turns to plan B, then embrace that. And mm-hmm. you know, just know that, you know, everything happens for a reason. So I think even for me probably the reason why we're having this conversation right now is you know, due to the pandemic, my plan B became my plan A, and thankfully so, because, you know, it was just, you know, having a great conversation. But ultimately, you just really, you know, take in, you know, the things that, you know, you've experienced, and you take a step back and you reflect and you think like, hey, in order for me to be in this position that I am right now, I had to overcome so many things. I had to go through that hurdle, and, you know, you just become a little bit more grateful. So that's great advice. Thank you for sharing. And two more questions before I let you go. Now, this one, you're going to have to think about this. I don't know if this one's going to be tougher than the finish the lyrics segment. Okay. But
oh, God, nothing can be tougher than that, man. I was sweating. I'm like literally still sweating.
All right. So if you could describe your journey in one word, what would it be?
Like my whole journey, my life journey.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, one word.
One word.
Asking like someone that loves to talk. One word. A journey. Healing. Yeah. Shall I explain in one word or
no,
shall
I explain? You're gonna need more than 10 words to explain. But
healing, because I think, you know, everyone has got different journeys. And I think I always tell people, like, if the average happiness is like, I don't know, 50, then I'm somewhere near 100, because I'm just literally constantly hyped, always happy, always this. But when I go down, when I'm below 50, it takes me so much energy to get up again. And every time when people say to me, oh my God, you're always happy, I'm like, no, you just don't see me when I'm sad. I don't post it necessarily, you know? Mm-hmm. So I always like to call it a healing journey, because when things happen, you have to rebuild yourself. And next time you're not going to start off from zero, you're going to start off from 10. And next time you fall off, you are going to start from 20. And that way you constantly heal yourself, you grow, you get better, you get shinier, you get, you know, more intelligent, more wiser, more everything. So I really believe that when we go through something and we come out healed, that's like the bestest way to come out of it, because when you're healed, you don't hold grudges, you're not negative, you're not petty and whatsoever. You're actually just coming onto earth once again, but just better, you know. So that's how I see my life. Like I go through a lot, like many other people as well, but when I come out of it, I like to come and look and feel healed.
Oh, thank you so much once again for sharing. And like you mentioned, you know, there's going to be, and that's the thing about social media. Sometimes it kind of feels like a facade, because you just see, you know, like happiness and everyone, you know, enjoying their lives. But ultimately, like you mentioned, there's going to be times when we're sad and we, you know, we don't document that, because you want everything about you to feel, you know, perfect or up to standard. But you know, how courageous it is for someone to really be vulnerable and put themselves out there, because essentially they can hear that from you, and someone can think like, wow, if, you know, if Lidiana is going through this and she's, you know, public and open about it, then I don't need to hide it. And essentially, even for us men, we do a great job of hiding our feelings, which, you know, it doesn't do us a favor, unfortunately. And I guess it kind of comes with maybe a stigma or a cultural thing, but ultimately, you know, you really have to be brave and, you know, take off that mask and just say like, hey, I'm going through something and I need help, because that one person that you reach out to, or that one person that helps you, will do you a world of a favor, because, you know, that person can help you come out of that place where, you know, you're not necessarily yourself. So it's great that you're able to be open about it, and hopefully, you know, others can be as well, because, you know, mental health is one thing that we really need to protect. Yeah, definitely. So thank you for sharing. Now I have a special request from you, Lidiana, if you may.
Okay.
So my goal we've been doing Raw Football Talk for about 3 years now. So my goal is to get more Eritrean or like Habeshad creators in the show. So I'm asking nicely, like based on today's show, how much you enjoyed it, if you can send out like a little voice message for fellow Habeshad creators to get on the show. So just like a little,
like right
little
now?
Message.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be amazing. So Oh, I should have written this down. Okay. Do you speak Amarenia as well?
A little Tinnish.
Okay, well, how do I say salam? Is it salam?
Yeah, usually, yeah, salam.
Okay. Okay, I do Tigrinish and well, Tigrinish. I'm so German. I wanted to say Tigrinya mixed with Amharinya, but okay, it's not working out. Okay, hi everybody. Hi Kuluhom. Salam, salam. I hope you're all well. My name is Lidiana, and you should be on this amazing podcast. It's called Raw Football Talk. And you, okay? Blah, blah. Okay, let's do it again. And action. I need to write these things down because I want to make sure that it's dope. Hello, fellow Habashas, Kamei Alohom, the Handy Home. I hope you are all well. My name is Lidiana, and I believe that you need to be on Raw Football Talk podcast. Is that how I say it? Yeah. Okay. Sorry. And cut. see, I'm nervous now. Okay. And action. I'm so glad the camera is not on because I look so silly. Let me write this down. I'm so German. Buenos momentos, amigos. Okay. So what do you, hello, fellow Habashas. Hello. See, this is now way longer than expected. Hello, fellow Habashas. I just want to make sure that I don't forget anything. Do you have time? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Hello, this is a one-man show. Oh yeah, you're gonna cut this out, right? All this crap.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, keep a bit of it. Talk podcast.
Yes.
Or do you just want me to say podcast?
No, it's fine.
Football talk podcast. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, thank you for waiting. Hello, fellow Habashas, Kamei Alohom, the Handy Home, salam, salam. I hope you're all well. My name is Lidiana, and I just had the greatest time on Raw Football Talk podcast, and it was so much fun. I've learned a lot. I hope the, okay, blah, and action. Okay, see, this is why I'm not an actress in theater, but on TV, yeah, because there's action all the time. Sorry, and thank you for your patience. Okay, and I'm starting again. I just want to make sure it's perfect. So, hello, fellow Habashas. Kamei Alohom, the Handy Home. My name is Lidiana, and I had the greatest time on Raw Football Talk podcast. Guys, you need to be on the show. So much fun. I can't talk enough. Guys, you need to be on this podcast. Check it out. No, the end is not perfect. You need to be on this podcast. What do I say? Swipe up?
Click the link. Yeah, click the link.
Click the link because it's on stories or something like that. Okay. No, I have another idea. Okay, wait. Yeah. If you are, what type of people do you want? If you are an artist,
Artist, creator, entertainer.
Okay, so that you don't get random people. Hey, I want to be on the podcast. Okay. So okay, now it's more detailed. Okay. What did I know? Hello, fellow Habashas. How are you? Kamei Alohom, the Handy Home. Salam, salam. I hope you're all well. My name is Lidiana, and I just had the greatest time on Raw Football Talk podcast. Guys, it was amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And I know you are going to love it. So if you're an artist, a creative, an entertainer, then please click the link. Mwah! Love you.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you. It took me like freaking 7 minutes. Oh man, thank you.
No worries. No, thank you so much. And once again, Lidiana, thank you so much for hopping on the show. And I know we had so much fun and people want to keep up with your work. So how can they keep up with your work?
Thank you so much for having me. The best place is Instagram. That's Lidiana Music. That's Lidia with double A, na, as L-I-D-I-A, A-N-A Music. And from there, you'll find everything, my TikTok, my Instagram you've got already, my website, my everything else. And yeah, that's how you find me.
Well, everyone, thank you once again for listening in to another wonderful episode of Sports Stories with Bake here on Raw Football Talk. Thank you so much once again, Lidiana, for hopping on the show. We're taking time out of your busy schedule to hop on. We had so much fun talking about your life, your career, had a, you know, fun karaoke with music, and definitely appreciate the shout out as well. Make sure you guys tune in to this episode and more episodes that we have for you on all different platforms you use to listen to your podcast. And please do check out Lidiana. And I, if you haven't, I recommend you check her out every Monday. Happy Monday. She definitely has the greatest Monday content. And if you have Monday blues, if you don't like Mondays necessarily, just please give her a follow, you know, watch her content, and you definitely, definitely start enjoying Mondays even more. So once again, thank you so much, Lidiana, for hopping on the show. Hope you have a great weekend ahead. We'll keep in touch and hope everyone has a safe weekend ahead. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. Take care.